Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze. Northern regions have some cloud cover, but the sun is peeking through. In the south, it's bright and sunny, perfect for an afternoon outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF troops from the Kefer Brigade have dismantled two Gaza terror tunnels in the past hour, according to JNS. The tunnels, spanning 2 kilometers, contained weapons, rockets, and explosives. Also, I-24 News reports that the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps warns U.S. bases and ships after recent attacks on Iranian tankers. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post remembers Shulamit Numan, a beloved figure in Jerusalem who touched many lives with her teachings and kindness. Separately, Ynet explores the IDF's new strategies to combat Hezbollah's deadly drones, including laser cannons and microwave beams. And finally, Axios reports that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but may advance peace talks with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, shared that Qatar's foreign minister urged Iran to avoid closing the Strait of Hormuz, emphasizing the importance of navigation freedom just minutes ago. Daniel Seidemann, an expert on Jerusalem affairs, noted that the Dance of the Flags parade, known for its nationalist overtones, has been rescheduled to Thursday evening. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, highlighted that the IDF uncovered significant weaponry in the destroyed Gaza tunnels, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF operations in Gaza. JNS reports that Israeli forces dismantled 2 terror tunnels in the central strip. These tunnels contained a cache of weapons and explosives, posing a significant threat to Israeli security. The operation reflects ongoing efforts to neutralize threats from Gaza. Residents in nearby communities may feel a heightened sense of security following these actions. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, I-24 News details IDF's operations overnight. The strikes come amid rising tensions with Iran, especially after recent attacks on Iranian tankers. The IRGC's warning to U.S. bases underscores the broader regional implications. This development could escalate tensions between Iran and the U.S., impacting diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post honors Shulamit Numan, a cherished figure in Jerusalem. Known for her wisdom and dedication to faith, she left a lasting impact on the community. Her passing is a poignant moment for many who cherished her contributions. Her legacy continues to inspire those in Jerusalem and beyond. In a related development, Ynet examines new IDF technologies to counter Hezbollah's drones. These drones pose a severe threat, and innovative solutions like laser cannons are in the spotlight. The IDF's efforts aim to counteract this drone threat effectively. This could enhance security measures along Israel's northern border. Finally, Axios reports on Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move could be pivotal in ongoing peace negotiations with Iran. While politically challenging for Netanyahu, it offers a glimmer of hope for regional stability. On the economic front, first, Walla Business highlights the rush for dollars among Israelis as the low exchange rate attracts buyers. This demand has left currency exchangers struggling to meet needs. Separately, CTEC reports that governments are entering energy emergency mode due to the Hormuz shock. Rising oil prices have led to work-from-home mandates and increased public transport use. And finally, Mariv Business discusses Britain's economic challenges. The appointment of Brown as a special envoy for global finance is seen as a critical move to avert economic failure. That's your Israel 18 news update. For afternoon, we'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.